When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks in the NBA streets. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell. That way you can become apprised whenever great content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods. I'm going to make this one short and sweet. We only have one game on Wednesday, but I'm bringing you a video anyway because, hey, we just keep smashing. Boston against the spread, 5-1 in the playoffs. Don't know what I'm supposed to do other than just bet them at 11.5. When you give me 11.5 against the Cavs there, I don't know. I can't wait to see what these lines will be against the Pacers or New York, because, again, I don't see this train stopping anytime soon. It's not going to be off the tracks for me. If Donovan Mitchell has a game like that and you can't keep that one competitive, you're going to be running into some problems, because Caris LeVert's going to have to play some more, and defensively he's got problems. You're going to have to get George Niang, who didn't play until garbage time. You're going to have to dust him off. You're going to have to find some kind of offense that isn't just Donovan Mitchell, because he couldn't have done a whole hell of a lot more against Jrue Holiday, Derek White, and company. So we'll talk about that series again. It'll be tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. So we'll cover that one leading into game two on Thursday. Obviously, my Timberwolves were very, very happy with. We got both the locks. That's three straight locks. Three straight locks for you here to start off your week. Hopefully you enjoyed that on Monday, Tuesday. But it's one game. Game two here between the Pacers and the Knicks. I'll recap what we saw there in game two, other than bad officiating. And we'll give you a lean, a like, a lock. And actually, there's some major correlation between the like and lock. I'm going to be parlaying them as well as playing them individually. So talk you through the benefits of potentially doing that. Something that Greg Ehrenberg has been doing a lot and smashing in the premium Discord, which, by the way, you want to sign up for that? Head down below right now. Go to Odd Chopper. Use promo code Lindy when you do, L-I-N-D-Y, just on your screen right there. It's $15 a week. It is $49.95 there for a month, but you get 20% off your first week, which would make it $12 for an entire week to try out the Discord, to try out my betting card in the MLB streets, in the NBA streets. If you have questions, I've got answers, hopefully. I'm not going to have all the answers. I'm modest enough to recognize that for sure. But what I do know is that the data is smarter than I am. And we have the positive EV tool at Odd Chopper, which has been bat-tested for profitability there in the NBA streets. It has been profitable all the live long day. So sign up for that down below. And with that, friends, game two, let's get to the picks. We're going back to the Garden for round two. A lot of celebrities. Holy mother of God. Felt like if you watched the playback stream that we had going at Stochastic, if you watched, obviously, the broadcast, it just everybody's coming out for the Knicks here. Really fun game environment. With that, though, you saw a really competitive spot, and it shouldn't have necessarily been. I can't believe the Pacers let that one fall through the cracks. Now, we can blame the officiating. We can talk about that. It wasn't great in this specific game, in this specific spot. We kind of do this back and forth where we want things to be called when they're fouls, no matter what. And then we want them to be situationally called, where it's like, have awareness. We don't want this moving pick to call the game. I kind of fall somewhere in the middle where everything needs context. What has it been called that specific day? It doesn't have to be like, oh, we're going to compare this to the women's Final Four game where Paige gets, you know, the pick set for her and she comes around the corner and Caitlin Clark and everybody, oh, the moving pick. It's a whole thing. Everything needs context. What was the call being called throughout that entire game? That's where I do have a problem with it, because, well, there were a million picks being set by the Knicks side where it just constantly wasn't getting called. And then you call it against Miles Turner in the biggest moment of the game. So felt bad for Pacers fans there. You really needed to try to steal that game one. Going to be a tough game two here to rebound from that one. But Halliburton couldn't have played a whole hell of a lot worse, couldn't he? One, I still don't think he's completely healthy. And I've been looking at the unders. Haven't necessarily pulled the trigger as much as I should have. But 2-for-6 from the field in 36 minutes. 2-for-5 from three. freaking TJ McConnell go 9-for-16 for 18 points. Like, they would have been better off having terrible defender, can't knock down corner threes TJ McConnell out on the floor instead of Tyrese Halliburton in some of those spots. And that freaks me out a little bit too for the Pacer side of things. But with that said, I'm going to be very prop-centric here on this breakdown. So I know a lot of you want to hear, what are my totals, my spreads here? I jammed that total a little bit more even than the like button. We had the 217.5 last time around. Of course, this ends up finishing 121-117. So depending on what number you got there on the Knicks, you ended up probably losing that one there. 5.5 was kind of the prevailing number, now sitting at 5 almost everywhere there. So Pacers did end up getting the cover for you if you ended up going that direction. I didn't have that one. I had the total. And then, of course, I had the jam on Jalen Brunson, 33.5 points, 34.5 points. I ended up double dipping a little bit. God, it's been a great NBA play-in playoffs as well. So we're not trying to keep that going here for you. But if you're one of those people who are looking for something, I think the total's still kind of doable at 220.5. Now, Eric, it's only a 3-point difference. They went way over the last time. Yeah, but you got to go through some of the shooting numbers and some of the pace metrics. You had the Pacers shoot 52.3% from the field. You had the Knicks shoot 53.7% from the field and 47.8% from three. I don't think that's as sustainable here, but I think the usage is going to be sustainable, which leads me into this. Again, small play if you really want it on 220.5. But I think this is going to be about the perfect total, or sorry, the perfect line here. 5, 5.5. Don't want to be getting anywhere near that in this series. I think when we go to the Pacers, it probably turns into a pick'em, something of that nature on the road. But let's start with the lean. Jalen Brunson's now up to 37.5 points, even money. Kind of still thinking about more there, but it's going to be very, very publicly bet. I'm worried that when you hear this, it might even be 38.5. And then you got to start having the conversation about, well, was that shooting sustainable here? 14 for 26 from the field, 14 for 14 from the line, 43 points for Jalen Brunson. It's a pretty big number here, even for a guy who's going to be having 40%+ usage here going forward. So he's going to be in the outside looking in. But there's one guy that I'm very, very curious to see what happens here if this can continue, because we had foul trouble at certain times for Dante DiVincenzo. You saw 11 minutes for Miles McBride. You saw 44 freaking minutes for DiVincenzo in this series because of the Pacers. You did have foul trouble in Nembhard, which I think might have led to Dante DiVincenzo, where, hey, maybe Nembhard has to play some kind of defense there. But it's Ben Shepherd. It's ancillary pieces that are basically going to be matched up on the DiVincenzo side for defensive purposes. And last series, you had so many different matchups where you could switch on to. You could have DiVincenzo just get torched by Maxey in the pick and roll if you switched early on in that. You had to get him off the floor in some defensive spots. Not that Miles McBride is a great defender by any means, but was getting the job done. And DiVincenzo wasn't really knocking down shots early in that series. Well, knocked him down early and often here. 10 for 17, 5 for 9 from 3, which leads me to this. I think we're going to see 40-plus minutes for him yet again in this spot. I think we're going to see 40-plus for Ananobi, 40-plus for Brunson, 40-plus. We saw every minute for Josh Hart. And now Isaiah Hartenstein with no Mitchell Robinson for the next however long. He played 12 minutes, got hurt again. Going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, which means he's basically done for the postseason, however long it lasts. I think you're going to see tons of minutes for these starters with Precious Achiuwa mixed in for more than the 4 minutes we saw there. But I think this is a spot where you just get so much opportunity with Dante DiVincenzo that you have to fire up his 3.5 threes here. I think 9 threes is like on the low end for what we could expect. There's not a whole lot the Pacers, who are one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA, can really do to slow down this Knicks squad. But the Knicks are slow as it is, but the pace is getting brought up entirely by this Pacers team. And because of these defensive matchups, again, Nembhard, Ben Shepherd, TJ McConnell, none of those guys are going to get responsibility on Jalen Brunson. And as such, you're going to see all of them on Dante DiVincenzo, who's playing infinity minutes. They can't guard OG Anunoby and Josh Hart. So there's only one person there. He's going to get the best matchup on the floor the entire time he is out there. As long as he's knocking down shots, you're in a good spot with the minutes, 44 in game one. I think that's what we continue to get here from Tibbs. And so part of what I like to do is just say, hey, if I'm going to be right about this, the Dante DiVincenzo number, where he's been one of the best high volume scorers, high volume shooters, things of that nature. I want to combine it with something. But before we talk about that, let's talk BetMGM, because again, there's a great opportunity. If you do want to fire this up, you want to maybe say, hey, you know, I want to risk, you know, $20, $50, $100, whatever it is. Sign up at the link below over at BetMGM. You can put these together, play that I'm about to give you. It's a first bet safety net up to $1,500. So that just basically means if you go to BetMGM and you deposit and play $50, you're going to get $50 back in bonus bets if the play doesn't hit. $100, well, $100 back if that first bet doesn't hit. All the way up to $1,500. So a lot of wiggle room, depending on what your bankroll is to fire that up. It's only if you're 21 and over. And if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. But let's get to the lock here, shall we? We head to the lock. I think this number's broken. This is an absolutely freaking broken number. Now, Dante DiVincenzo, more than threes made at DraftKings, is plus 114. Minus 108, though, is more than 17.5 points. I'm going to put 20 points and 4 plus threes. I'm going to put 25 and 5 plus threes. Again, there's obvious correlation between number of threes made and points here, but one of the things that happens is we see massive minutes for some of these guys, and it is so hard to say, oh, I want to jam, you know, I want to jam them together. It's so hard to look at these kind of numbers and say, oh, they're correlated. But Greg Ehrenberg has really been on to this, where you see some of these star players, and I'm not going to say Dante DiVincenzo star player. That's obviously Jalen Brunson and has been throughout these playoffs. But this is going to be a crazy amount of minutes that they're going to be trimming him for Miles McBride. And hey, maybe he comes out and shoots the ball absolutely terrible. But I'm going to be parlaying this with this. 17.5 points is the number at minus 108 at DraftKings.com. I find that to be a little bit crazy. And here's why. We're going to get the volume. We're going to get the minutes. And he's going to get the best defensive matchup on the floor whenever he is out there, which is basically 44 freaking minutes based on what we just saw last game. Now, maybe it goes completely horrible and he doesn't go 5-for-9 from 3. He doesn't knock down everything, but we're talking about a 40% three-point shooter, best mark of his career this season. 75.4% from the free throw line is actually down from the last couple seasons, but from the mid-range, 50.6% mid-range, that's 93rd percentile in the NBA. All of the numbers across, 21% usage. I have that bumped up to 22.5%, 23% here. Because remember, Julius Randle was there at the beginning for the sample size when you look at the regular season. And as much as OG Anunoby are on the floor, Josh Hart is on the floor, the usage is funneling almost all to Jalen Brunson and secondary to Dante DiVincenzo. So I'm going to be very aggressive with the better matchup with Dante DiVincenzo in this spot. I think it's the best play in this game. And I think if you really want to trim your risk here and just say, hey, if you're right, I really want you to be right. 4+ threes, 20+ points. 5+ threes, 25 points. I think smaller unit fractions, if you want to go half unit for that, quarter unit just for the higher mark, I think this is going to be an awesome series to be investing in him based on what we saw in game one. Way more minutes than I expected. I won't be wrong a second. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. You know what to do. Go to that comment section below. Let me know if there's anything you see on the board for this one game slate we have here. Again, I go lean like lock, just trying to give you the best information that I possibly can. I'm sorry if you feel like I should have a team on this one or a total or something. Again, the total, I don't completely hate. I obviously like 217.5 a lot. 220.5, it's just adjusted a little bit more. Both teams shot pretty unsustainably well to a certain extent, but we hope Dante DiVincenzo can continue to play big minutes and knock down threes. That's for sure. Producer Jacob, thank you for being on hand for this little one gamer we had. Check out the 16 MLB games that I broke down on MLB Lindy's. That's great stuff as well. I will see you all on Thursday as we get closer to Saturday. That's my main event for my Timberwolves game 3. Can't believe life. But until then, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the NBA streets on Wednesday.